Missouri Nut Sports. I'm Bill Pollack. At one point, Mizzou missed 10 straight shots in the first half, but they battled back against number 21 Georgia.
Top of the key, Cruz catch and shoot three for the lead.
Oh,
bang! And Missouri takes a 72-71 lead with 19 seconds to play.
Mike Kelly from Learfield. Tigers led late, but the Bulldogs knocked down the game-winning basket with 5.5 seconds remaining. 74-72, the final. Mark Mitchell led the Tigers with 18 points.
You know, sometimes shots just don't go in. I know it. We just got to find ways to, you know, keep attacking. We missed a couple threes. Cruz stone threes, you know, like, they didn't go in like for a couple minutes there. So it would look a little different if that did. So just didn't bounce our way for a while.
The Tigers' 11-game home win streak is over. They fall to 13-6. 24th-ranked St. Louis survived a late scare. They beat Duquesne 81-77. The Billikens led by as many as 14 in the second half and then held off a furious Dukes rally for their 12th straight win. Coach Josh Schertz.
I could not tell you what we were doing the last 5 minutes other than trying to obviously make it exciting for the fans, and we did, and put ourselves in jeopardy there about as how not to close a basketball game.
A win is a win. St. Louis improves to 18-1 overall. Carlos Beltran and Andruw Jones have been elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2026. Drafted by Kansas City in the second round in 1995, Beltran spent his first 7 seasons with the Royals and produced some of his best offensive numbers there, batting .287 over 7 seasons with 516 RBIs. He later played 2 seasons with the Cardinals, hitting .282. Beltran and Jones will be inducted July 26th in Cooperstown. And the Blues dropped a 3-1 decision to the Winnipeg Jets last night. The Blues gave up 2 first-period goals on a 4-minute high-sticking penalty. The Blues have lost for the 5th time in 7 games. Bill Pollack, Missouri Nut Sports.